This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I think it's more, will a team, whether it's the Yankees or somebody else, the Seattle Mariners, doesn't matter, the Cubs, if they lose Kyle Tucker to the Yankees, right? We get all connected. Would there be a team willing to offer Pete more money than the Mets would be willing to offer?
Right.
And while on the surface it sounds like the answer is yes, I think at the end of the day, especially if he has a big year, Steve Cohen and David Stearns are going to feel the pressure to bring him back.
That'd be my opinion.
Yes.
Are you
but
ready?
But he should get it done before the season's over.
No, that'd be nice, but it's not going to happen. Are you ready for a brand new edition of Posted and Toasted?
It's time for Posted and Toasted.
You ready for this one?
Yeah, go ahead.
In honor of the NFL draft, April 29th, 2016. I firmly believe Cook and Hackenberg have a legit chance to be better than both Goff and Wentz. This is a very pivotal moment in Jets history approaching. Cook and Hackenberg better than Goff and Wentz. Hmm. Well, you seem very confident about that. Is that person Sean Morash, Evan Roberts, Jerry Recco, or Brandon Tierney?
That's definitely Brandon Tierney.
I was wrong.
And he was wrong.
How did you know that so
Because we talked about it.
He believed in Hackenberg and who was the cook? Connor Cook?
Connor, yeah.
Is that who it was?
Yeah. I think Connor Cook actually accidentally started a playoff game for the Raiders.
I think you're right.
I was wrong.
He was Michigan State?
Yes.
I could not stand him in college. I don't know. Just as a player. Because his completion percentage was abysmally low. And I was like, how is that possible in college? And everybody said, oh, he's going to be a good pro.
There were so many quarterbacks taken in that draft.
Yeah.
Are you ready to hear the names?
Go ahead.
There's so many. You've got Carson Wentz, Jared Goff, Paxton Lynch, Christian Hackenberg, Jacoby Brissett, Cody Kessler, Connor Cook, Dak Prescott, Cardale Jones, Kevin Hogan, Nate Sudfeld, Jake Ruddock, Brandon Allen, Jeff Driscoll, and Brandon Dougherty. It feels like a million quarterbacks were taken in that draft.
That is a lot of quarterbacks.
And how about your boy Dak? One of the best of the group. It's probably
Dak is the only
Goff one and Dak
definitely Goff one, but
wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of quarterbacks.
Now here is
and only two of them hit.
Yeah, Carson Wentz hit for a little bit.
Yeah, true.
And he's still in the NFL bouncing around.
Hit and still hitting.
That's right. How about this tweet from October 20th, 2012? No, I'm not following you girls. You're just walking damn slow and hogging the sidewalk. Is that Tommy Lugauer?
No.
Sean Morash?
Nope.
Evan Roberts?
Nope.
Or Al Dukes?
That's Al Dukes.
You're wrong.
Oh, how is that not Al Dukes? No, I'm not following you girls. You're just walking damn slow and hogging the sidewalk.
That's You're Sean. Wrong.
It's not Sean. Down to me and Loogie.
You wouldn't say that. It's got to be Loogie.
You're wrong.
Evan, what the heck is wrong with you?
I'm a loser. I think I remember that night. I think that they thought.
Oh, it was at night?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm a loser.
Mm.
I think they thought me and my friend were following them. And my point was like, can you guys move? You're walking so freaking slow.
Mm.
So, yeah, I kind of remember that.
Why did you tweet it?
Yeah, and why didn't you not say me and my friend?
What did I say? I just said, no, I'm not Oh, like I'm the only person?
Yes.
I don't know. Yeah. Was it important for me to include that I wasn't alone?
It would have been, you know, clarifying.
Can you do me a favor, Sean?
Because then it definitely would have been you. I was like, Evan has friends?
Oh, God. What day of the week was that? October 20th, 2012.
All right.
Like, that feels like it's got to be a Saturday night.
Has to be.
Has to
yeah,
be,
you right? Hashtagged it Saturday night random.
No, you're right. I'm looking at it. Hashtag random Saturday night tweet. So, yes, it was a Saturday night. Anyhow, here's social media post number 3, April 3rd, 2021. When I'm on my deathbed, I will remember the 2 hours of my life I lost watching Deadly Illusions on Netflix. Is that person Sal Licata, Tiki Barber, Sean Morash, or Tommy Lugauer?
Deadly Illusions.
Or Greg Giannotti. There's 5 choices.
Say them again.
Is it Tiki Barber?
Not me.
Is it Sean Morash?
Not Sean.
Is it Tommy Lugauer? Or is it Greg Giannotti?
It's going to be Tommy.
You're wrong.
How is it not Tommy?
Tommy's too cool to waste his time watching Deadly Illusions.
It's not me. Sean?
Definitely. You're wrong.
We were looking for Greg Giannotti.
Get me out of here.
What is Deadly Illusions? Did you guys watch that show?
I have no idea.
I don't either, but for those playing at home, Evan dead giveaway when he first gave away 4 choices and then added Geo.
Tiki didn't pick up on it, though.
Oh, I did. I just thought you were being a, like...
Here is your...
Obscure on purpose.
I try sometimes. Here is your final tweet here in a wonderful segment called Posted and Toasted. And this is the first time we're doing this. It includes a poll.
Yeah.
So it includes a poll. This is from August 16th, 2024. In general, who do you think urinates more in a day? I mean the number of times someone urinates, not the total volume of urine. What? Men, women, or equal urination?
Who even thinks about that?
Someone with a lot of free time.
It's got to be Al.
Yes!
Would you like to? Okay.
I like to lick my hands.
I mean, if he got it without the guess, it was good for you.
That was easy.
Now, here's what I'm curious about.
I have never thought of it. Has that question ever entered your mind?
Who goes to the urinal? Well, who goes to the bathroom more?
Evan. Has that ever entered your mind?
Yes.
Like, you're like, man, I'm peeing a lot.
Yeah.
But has it ever entered your mind, like, I wonder if I pee longer than a girl does? Like, seriously.
Yeah, the answer is yes. I have thought about it, but Al's the only one, I guess, aware enough to put it out there so that we can learn. Like, he put a poll up, and I have the results. Like, do you want to guess the results? And again, to clarify, what Al said is, who do you think urinates more in a day? Number of times, not volume of it. So you want to clarify.
Eat me.
It's not the volume of the urine, it's the amount of time, like the amount of time someone goes.
Thank you for
and
clarifying.
So this is a guess of who goes, who the number of times, longer women or men?
Yes, and he's got the poll. This is my favorite part of this. We actually have a result instead of us mindlessly speculating.
I'm going to say people think it's women.
You're going to say women?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sean, you got a guess?
Men. Because we have to stop and go in trees constantly.
Yeah, but sometimes women just go to go, even though they're not going.
Well, they go to talk about us. Yes. They're powdering their nose.
That's right.
But are they actually going?
Does that count?
How the hell are we knowing what they're doing?
That's a good point.
Well, the final results, I couldn't ask Tommy because he sees the tweet. That's part of the game. I apologize. 50% men, 40% women, 10% equal urination.
Wow.
So there you go. You learn something new every day. Equal urination.
We are a progressive society.
How many responses were on that?
Over 1,000.
Of course there were.
Wow. I would have guessed women as well, by the way. And I have thought about it because, like, me and my wife, I'll give you an example. We went to a Broadway show a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And when I go to the bathroom, it's so quick and easy. And when she goes to the bathroom, it takes forever. Not her fault, just the way the lines are.
Well, there's extra steps.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think there are also just more women there as a Broadway show. Like, if you go to a baseball game.
But Evan, come on.
No, it's just women, men will hold it.
Oh, you think that's what it is?
No, but the line for the women's room is always longer than the line for guys' room, unless it's a sporting event because there's more guys.
Well, that's exactly what I'm saying. I agree with you. I'm just saying I think at this Broadway show there were more women there.
But I'm just saying
probably added to the fact that the line was long.
Yeah. With all due respect, we've all driven down a highway, and there's a car pulled over to the shoulder, and there's a man relieving himself on a tree.
That's true.
How many times are you driving down a highway, and there's a woman squatting with a sock?
You got to water the trees.
So why? I mean, men must have to go more. They're constantly ready to do it
in
public.
I don't think that means they have to go more. I think it just means our circumstances are easier for us to go when we have to go.
Right.
It's one of the advantages of being a guy.
It makes it easier to go whenever.
No doubt.
We also have no shame as men, I think. Like, you ever go golfing? I mean, there's guys on the third hole basically going there, and it's like, dude, can you just, like, go somewhere private? Where I think women have a little more class than we do.
I did something
Oh, no.
Related to this. So, like, pathetic, but I did it. So on Sunday,
I'm watching the Knicks game. I'm watching the Mets game. I got the Yankees game on. I'm in my media room, as they call it.
Yeah.
It's just me and Spence, my little guy. We're hanging out. I don't have a bathroom up there. So I go down. I go to the bathroom. Touching it is kind of fun.
I didn't want to.
So I just went over, grabbed a cup.
Oh, come on.
Are you sure you're in your home, you pig?
What the hell?
Yeah. And Spence was like, what are you doing, Dad? And I was like, I just got to go. I made it like, I don't want to leave you, bro. I don't want to see you.
No, now I'm broing you. What did you do with the cup, Evan?
I know. Porto potty. I poured it in the sink and then cleaned the sink.
There are some things that cannot be cleansed. And I'm not insinuating that is bad for you. Ask Moises Alou. But,
Tommy, with all due respect, hold on a second. Is there a sink upstairs?
Yeah, there's a sink.
So you have running water upstairs, no bathroom, and you decide you're going to go in a solo cup and then dump it out in that sink where, you know, people eventually wash their
hands. Why is there no toilet in that bathroom, just a sink?
That was really hard. Like, when we were building the room, because we actually built the room, we decided, you know what? We don't need a bathroom. There's a bathroom right downstairs.
Well,
it's easy.
Well, apparently you do.
Yeah, because you didn't go downstairs, and it was easy.
I didn't want to miss a pitch.
How many more Ricos you need to do to put a bathroom up there so that never happens again?
Was it a... Because now we need to know. Is it a regular cup or is it like one of your water bottles?
No, red solo cup. So it was easy to...
There was a big target. But even with the big target, Evan, I would assume...
Let me say this about these water bottles, because obviously I think we've all kind of had to do this at times if you're on the road.
Yeah.
That is not easy.
No.
That is not ideal. No. Like, that is a real tricky situation.
Right. I'm going to guess some of it got on the carpet.
No, it's a big red solo cup. It's easy. No, not at all.
Solo cups are simple.
Yeah.
He's talking about like the bottle. Like a water bottle.
The only time I think any of us have ever done that is, unfortunately, a long drive where there's nowhere to go. Mm-hmm. And that, I admit, that's a horrible situation.
Right.
That's not good. No. At that point, just get out of the car and go wherever.
Right.
But no, in this case, it was nice and easy. It was right into a cup.